We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with you here, talking Manhattan Christian College with Kevin Ingram and Jordan Strom. As we shift gears a little bit, we've been talking about athletics, and we got some activities we're going to be talking about as well here in this next segment, Kevin.
Yeah, a couple of activities. For one, I'll kind of give a report on our annual Women's World event, which was at the end of February, and we hold that in town. And the ladies were thrilled to have that back in person again, and so we were able to utilize the union, and they totally changed the schedule and had it was kind of like a cruise. You had an early seating for dinner and a late seating for dinner, and they swapped it out like they do on a cruise just to be able to give the ladies plenty of room to spread out and sit in a way that they were comfortable with. And I think we had 350 ladies this year. I think it was a little slow starting in from a sign-up perspective, and the Omicron variant, you know, kind of working through the state late fall and the middle of winter there, I think slowed down some of the registrations. But we had 350 ladies, and they had a great event, and a lot of those ladies are here locally. And we enjoy being able to pull that off and pull it together for the ladies to enjoy. And also just another way of connecting in the community of Manhattan and just helping out. Plenty of hotel rooms are taken and everything else. And so pleased with the ladies who put that together. And so we're grateful that that was back in person again. And coming up, and the events we have coming up this spring, one of those is something that we've offered both twice a year in the fall and the spring, is our free Bible class. And I'll start with this. I was out in McCook, Nebraska with one of our partner churches 2 weeks ago, and one of the ladies was saying, and she literally said to me, I want to take the free Bible class because you're offering it online. What does it cost? And I said, well, you said it yourself. It's the free Bible class. And she laughed and goes, I wasn't even paying attention to what I said. But we have that, and it's going to be coming up starting on March 21st, so it's right around the corner. It'll be from 6 to 8 o'clock at night, 5 Monday evenings, so March 21st through April 18th. And Dr. Russ York is going to be teaching on 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And Dr. York has been with us for, I'm thinking, about 15 years, has been one of our ministry professors, and also teaches some of our Bible classes. And it will be in person or online, so we have people who can be in the room or online. We've already got about 75 registered, and I think about 25 of those have registered to be in person, and the other 50 will be online. And we left it online virtually because it allows somebody from McCook, Nebraska to participate in the class and be a part of it. It's very interactive. We've got team members who are following online, and if people have questions, they're funneling the questions to the professor, and that way he can answer them in real time. And so it's a great little operation that they have going on that's just kind of multifaceted, that allows the professor to teach but yet still gets questions to them, and people, even if they aren't in the room, are able to be interactive with what's going on. And it's just a fun environment. It's been something for about 4 years we've done that's gone very, very well. And I'm really glad that Russ is teaching this class for us this year, because after the time that he spent with us, Russ is retiring this year. And so I'm thrilled that he's getting to teach one of these classes before he leaves, because he's just been a fixture and an asset around MCC for so many years, and tremendous amount of experience teaching and preaching, and just in life in general, and all that he has done. And so Russ will add a significant input in these two books, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. That'll really be cool. And people can go online and register for the event, and they can check it out. It's at mccks.edu, which is just our website, which you can look for camps and stuff like that. But it's under mccks.edu/event/spring-free-bible-class. And so it would be just an opportunity for people to participate. You know, he started in MCC at 2008. I'm looking at the sheet here on the backside, so it has been 14, 15 years, and got his original bachelor's degree from University of Memphis, and then went to felt a call to ministry, and then went to seminary from there, and then finished his doctorate from George Fox in 2011. And so if they have questions, they can call the school, 785-539-3571. And ask for Jolene Roop, and Jolene will help them with that. But they can also enroll for this online and let us know that they'd be coming. And so excited for the opportunity, and love people to be a part of it. And then another event we're having is that we started. It has been going on for a number of years. This is our 9th annual benefit dinner banquet. It's called Vision 360. And we named it that very intentionally, because it gives people a 360-degree view of the impact of Manhattan Christian College. I've been sharing this often lately, that this year we are 95 years old. So in 2027, we'll be celebrating 100 years in Manhattan, Kansas, on the same corner at 14th and Anderson. And so we're really proud of the fact that we're still here and been around the community and making an impact in this community for that long. And on that night, Friday, April 8th at 6:30, it will be an in-person event. And people can join online, but we encourage you to be in person with us if you're comfortable. But we offer it online because I think last year we had people from like 12 or 13 states around America who participated and were able to hear an update on the college. And it really is a night of celebration for what God is doing through MCC. And we give away our alumni awards, and we've got three great winners this year. I'm really excited about the three men who are winning the awards because of the impact that they have had for many, many years. And we give away kind of that ultimate alumni award that's really just kind of the overall thank you so much for what you've done overall and the impact of your life. We also give a Ministry Excellence Award and then a Professional Excellence Award because with our relationship with Kansas State University, we have alums who are serving in other professions, and this is our opportunity to honor them as well. And then we give away our student awards as well, and we pick three of those for their service and impact on campus, for their service and impact in the community, and then a third award just for their service overall. And it's pretty exciting to allow people to see really the impact of the past with our alumni, the impact of the current with our students, but also kind of the future perspective of what these students are going to be doing because they really are some outstanding young people. And we'll start with a reception at 5 o'clock. The meal will start at 6, and the program will start at 6:30. And we delineated it that way so the people joining online would be able to know when we're starting the program, and that'll be our target. And it's in Howie's Activity Center. We used to have it off campus, but we moved it to the Howie's Activity Center, and it's really been a fun way to do it and to have people on campus see the facility because this banquet was where we announced that we're raising the funds to build a Howie's Activity Center. And so really the fruit of this banquet is the people who, through their generosity, were allowing this to be a reality. And we'd love to have a dinner reservation if you're joining us in person by April 1st. And again, it's under our event tab, Vision 360 Banquet, and or they can email my assistant, April Wendt, at awendt@mcckS.edu, and let people know that they are coming. And so it's a fun night. I think Jordan enjoys it. Our staff and faculty are all there, and just a night to get to connect with MCC and hear what God is doing. And, the only negative is they got to hear from me for a little bit of what we're looking at. And, you know, we're going to be continuing our special project update on the Multiply campaign, which is the campaign that allowed us to purchase Anderson Village. Going to give an update on what's been provided and given so far, but also some future thoughts of some targets we have on campus that we really need to work on.
All right. Well, that'd be good to look forward to. That's going to be a good project for Manhattan Christian College going forward.
Yeah, it really has turned out well. And I don't know if I've said this on air, so I'll share it now. One of the things that we've done as a part of this, and it kind of opened up us thinking this way, we have we offer breakfast, lunch, and supper on campus. And just last year, this is the first year we've done it, our students who are on the meal plan that get the 15-meal plan, I guess, or whatever meal plan, they have the opportunity to go over, I think it's from 7:30 to 9 or maybe 7 to 8:30 at Brothers Coffee. And so breakfast is provided through Brothers Coffee. We don't offer that on campus anymore, and so it's really kind of a great partnership that benefits us, but also benefits Brothers Coffee and also benefits somebody who's renting from our facility that we now own. And so it's really pretty exciting to be able to think about those partnerships. And I don't know if we'd have thought about it if we didn't own Anderson Village. So it's really kind of a neat way for it to play out and connect with the community and be able to support a business locally.
That's great. And I know there's been a lot of construction down there by Manhattan Christian College, but that's pretty much wrapped up at this point on 14th, hasn't it?
Well, yes and no. We were talking about that on the way over here. As we pull out, we hit that red light right there at Laramie and 14th, and we're ready for Laramie to be all the way opened into Aggieville, and we don't know when that's going to happen. But on our side of it, you know, it's 98% finished. There's still some landscaping and finishing up from the impact on our campus that I know that they will be doing. But it's getting close, and it really does look nice. It looks so different just from the better sidewalks, wider sidewalks, you know, everything that it looks so different, and we're looking forward to seeing how it plays out. We know it'll impact traffic patterns on our campus somehow when it's all open, but we will see how that plays out, and are glad it's coming to a close.
The walkability down there is going to be, I would imagine, much improved with that signal there.
Yeah, the walkability and just the safety of it. I mean, because it is, that street can become a freeway. Mm-hmm. People coming down 14th Street and they see the light turning, you know, it just turned green and they want to make sure they make it, or it's turned yellow and they want to try to make it. And we're glad that there's going to be more of a safety there for students crossing the street, because you really look at it, that few block area is really the busiest section of Manhattan, Kansas.
It is.
People going down Anderson, coming down 14th from City Park, Aggieville, all of the above. And so we're thrilled for that bigger picture of it and what it's going to provide, and excited to see it play out.
I always complain because one of my favorite places to eat in town is Good Sense. And it's so hard to get in and out of there. A lot of times I'm ordering, people who know me, who work with me here, I order Good Sense delivered a lot to the station. But yeah, that's a tough area to navigate right now.
Tough area to navigate, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because you know, you used to be able to pull up at Good Sense right behind in a yeah. free parking space and run in, and now you can't. You won't be able to do that. So I don't know if the parking fees will be a 30 minute free or whatever, so people can come and go in Aggieville like that.
Yeah. Well, it's progress though. I know that the city's working on improving that whole area, and it's been a nightmare to go through there for a while, but it is looking a lot better, that's for sure.
And our intersection's back open, so we're thrilled with that.
I might compliment you guys on your website. Have you guys won any awards for your website? Because it is a fantastic design.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah,
I mean,
appreciate that. Yeah.
I want to write this down. You're one of the first ones to ever tell us that. And it's been around a long time, and obviously we need to continually focus on updating the information. But I appreciate you sharing that. And I know the athletic teams, how many years ago, redid the athletic site, and it is a really good site. And so always can improve it, but thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, I go on a lot of different entities' websites here in the community, but this is one of the better ones because it's so – the visual aspect, I mean, I just – you got lots of images, and this is exactly what websites are supposed to be. So I don't know if there's a competition that you can enter or something, but that might be
– Okay. Yeah, something. Thanks for that. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else before we wrap things up here?
No, we just want to say thank you. Always appreciate the opportunity to be on air here with K-Man and with you, Brandon, as well. And just to share with the Manhattan community all that's going on the MCC campus. We are, I say it often, we are thrilled to be a part of the Manhattan, Kansas community. It is a great city, a great place to live and work. And there are many partners in this community who not only help K-State, but more importantly to us, help Manhattan Christian College be all that we can be. And we just want to say thank you, and to you guys for letting us have the airtime, but as well as to the community for all that they help us do and be here in Manhattan, Kansas.
You're absolutely welcome. And next time we talk, I think we'll be right at the end of the school year. So looking forward to that.
You bet. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks again to our guests, Kevin Ingram, Jordan Strom, for being here from Manhattan Christian College. Dave Baker, thanks to him for coming out. A lot of good stuff going on at the Douglas Center. Tomorrow, it'll be Chamber Day. Jason Smith will join us from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.